10:11 on WTOP, we continue hearing about the health advantages of eating foods that are rich in fish oil, such as omega-3s. But now, we're hearing about new evidence that they likely don't reduce the risk of heart disease as promoted. So how should we interpret this new data? Earlier, Deb and I spoke with Sally Squires, creator of the Lean Plate Club and a blogger for EverydayHealth.com.
The thing to remember is that the dietary guidelines, the American Heart Association, the National Academy of Sciences, and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute have all looked at this issue, and they're the ones who say, look, eat fish just twice a week, two servings. So I think that these new studies, which are very interesting, don't really countermand that. But they, you know, science is an evolving process, and so it's good that scientists continue to look at these questions.
Talk to us a little bit more about what the study says in terms of omega-3s and omega-6 rich foods, and whether or not supplements can make up for the omega-3s that perhaps you're not getting in your diet.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. And there, so one of the studies, which was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, looked at multiple studies. They looked at 72 studies. This is something that's kind of complicated and known as a meta-analysis. But basically what it is, it's a way to see what, can you tease out new facts? And the question was, did people do as well when they ate fish and omega-3 supplements in terms of preventing heart disease? Now, those researchers thought maybe not, but there's a lot of other research that says that eating fish twice a week is a really good thing to help prevent an irregular heartbeat that often leads to a heart attack, and to perhaps it's good for your brain, it's good for your joints. So there are a lot of reasons to eat those two servings of fish.
Hearing this, is one appropriate interpretation that fish probably better for you than a hamburger, so you can still go with that, but it may not give us all the benefits we thought?
I think what you could take home from this, and Penny Chris Etherton, who's a researcher at Penn State and works with the American Heart Association, said this as well. Bottom line is there are so many studies that say that fish is good for you, and omega-3s and omega-6s, which are another kind of those healthy fats, that they're good for you, that it's probably too soon to change all this great advice with one particular study. But it's certainly worth a closer look. And I think it comes back to what mom and grandmom always told us, is that everything in moderation. So, and you don't have to go with expensive fish. You don't have to pay, you know, a lot of money. You can, sardines are a terrific way to go. Certain light tuna are good for everybody. So there are all different kinds of fish that you can get that are just, it's a good thing to eat for all kinds of reasons.
Do you think there we will see, as a result of this information, any changes to recommendations about what to eat and how much?
I think it's too early to tell. And while science does evolve, it'll take multiple studies like this to really change the recommendations. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee meeting was just last week. We're in the process of setting up the 2015 guidelines, which is how we should, all healthy people age 2 and older should eat. And I suspect they may take a closer look at this, and that will help us know.
Sally Squires is a blogger with EverydayHealth.com.